Okay, councillors, welcome along to July meeting 25. I'll declare the meeting open. And first of all, I'd like to stand for a minute silence for one of our past residents and Denver's uncle and Mr. Robert Simmons, please. Thank you. Thanks, councillors. Commiserations to you. Yep. Thank you. Okay. Everybody's in attendance. Public question time. Is anyone out in the corridors there?
No.
No one in the corridors? Applications for leave of absence. Is anyone not heading off? Thank you.
I'll put mine in that I'm actually arriving back in Perth on the 20th, so I do hope to be at the next meeting, which is for the 21st of August, but I do tender my apologies if I don't get back in time.
Roger. Moving on to confirmation of previous minutes, the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 19th of June. 25, be a true and correct record. Someone prepared to move. Move Denver. Councillor Simmons, seconded Councillor Flayful. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Nothing come out of those minutes. Anyone wants to bring up? Nothing there. Receival of minutes for the regional North East sub-regional road group meeting held on the 25th of June. Someone prepared to move the regional road group minutes. Moved Councillor Geyer, seconded Councillor Huxtable. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Seven. Councillors' announcements. Denver.
Yes, I've forgotten. I went to Robert Simmons' funeral and Bill Huxtable's Mayor Awards on Saturday, just passed.
Plus the road inspection?
And the road inspection.
Councillor Flayful.
Yes, attended the road inspection with other councillors. Also went to Councillor Huxtable's presentation, merit award, well done Bill, and also met with other councillors to have a look at proposed single person's quarters in town.
Councillor Huxtable.
I'd like to thank all the councillors and everyone, and people that selected me for the merit. I'm very humbled by it, thanks very much. I was going to the week that way today, but the meeting was the same time, so we didn't have it.
That's okay, good. Councillor Geyer.
Regional Roads. Attended Councillor Huxtable's Merit Award, the road inspection, and there wasn't much really in the Regional Roads. A couple of changes. Agenda and
Thank you. Councillor Waska.
I went to Rob's funeral, road inspection, also where we checked out the houses. And who else was it?
The award.
Yeah, that's right. And Billy's award night was pretty good. I happened to sit next to the special engineer. You know, that was all right.
I attended the road inspection, and everyone has missed the draft budget meeting. Attended. No one has brought that up, but we were all there. I had a Wee Rock executive meeting on the 10th. Went to Bill's merit award, and plus the house inspections. And we are here today. Thank you. Declaration of anyone. Anyone got a declaration of interest they wish to bring forward? No declarations of interest? Slow down, bro. Matters good on our council decision, I will hand over to Jazz.
9.1.1 is the accounts for payment for June 2025. The accounts for payment for June 2025 are presented to council in the interest of accountability and providing information on council expenditure. June's list of accounts come to $1,024,495.38, with MasterCard being $7,101.49 and no fuel card purchases. Is there any questions relating to this month's list of accounts?
Anyone have any queries? Is someone prepared to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Guy has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0.
Item 9.1.2 is the monthly statement of financial activity for June 2025. The monthly statement of financial activity is a record of council activity and financial performance during the reporting period. If you note on page 5, it shows that we still have a healthy surplus of $2.9 million at the close of 30th of June, but inside of that we have a closed the financial year with a $7.9 million cash and cash equivalences. Then going on from shown on page 7 onwards is the breakdown of individual accounts by reporting program. I've highlighted in green significant variances over 10,000 or 15%. Accounts 3201 and 3202 have a $1,200,000 difference, which is 50% of the 2025-2026 FADS financial assistance grants. Account 03204, there's a difference of $39,000, was a change in interest received on the reserve account. accounts 07101, service fees for HAC, it went up by an increase of $64,000 due to the change of 16 customers to 22 customers. The account 07704, the Medicare benefits went up by $10,000. Medicare changed the rates that Laura is able to charge out, so we've got 2 months' worth of those changes. The account 13609, standpipe water charges, was up by $224,000 due to the invoice to Fulton Hogan for their water use. Account 14107, which was private works expenditure, was up by $172,000, which was the plant and private works for the Shire of Nungarran and Fulton Hogan for the Great Eastern Highway. And then to reflect that, the income account was up by $254,798 due to repairs to Warrachoppin Road, Shire of Nungarran, and Fulton Hogan Great Eastern Highway. What else was there? Account 14525 was admin reimbursements, is up by the $10,000 which was spent out for the Unit 12 purchases for Progress Association, which was reimbursed from Progress. And lastly, the unclassified income relating to unclassified, which is account 14710, is up by 20,000, which we've sold 6 lots over the financial year.
And the resource haulage one, So the Remelius resource haulage, which is now complete, we budgeted $150,000 and ended up with $355,000 for the year, but that's all finished.
So my officer recommendation is that council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending 30th of June and note any material variances greater than $10,000 or 15%.
Moved to Councillor Guy, seconded Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carried 6-0.
Item 9.1.3 is the GST reconciliation report for June 2025. The GST reconciliation is presented to Council on the means of indicating Council's current GST liability, which is an impact on our Council's cash flow. This month we have a bill totalling $45,369 for the period ending 30th of June 2025. So my officer recommendation is that the GST reconciliation totalling $45,369 for the period ending 30th of June be adopted.
Someone the moves, Councillor Faithfull, seconded Councillor Della Bosca for the GST reconciliation. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Over to you, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 9.1.4 is the adoption of the 25-26 budget. The purpose of this report is to consider and adopt the Municipal Fund budget for the 25-26 financial year, together with all the supporting schedules, including imposition of rates and minimum payments, adoption of fees and charges, establishment of new reserve funds, setting of elected members' fees for the year and other consequential matters arising from the budget papers. The draft 25-26 budget has been compiled based on the principles contained in the Strategic Community Plan and Plan for the Future. The 25-26 draft budget has been prepared in accordance with the presentations made to councillors at the budget workshop held on the 2nd of July. The proposed differential general rates were approved by the council on the 15th of May and advertised for public comment. No submissions were received by the 16th of June. And when the public comment period closed. Ministerial approval has been received to impose the differential rates and minimum payments was received at lunchtime today. Yeah, last minute. The budget has been prepared to include information required by the Local Government Act 1995, the Local Government Financial Regs 1996 and the Australian Accounting Standards. The main features of the draft budget include the budget has been prepared with a 3% rate increase in line with the forward financial plans contained in the Plan for the Future. This increase applies to all differential general rate categories. Fees and charges for the various services that the Shire provides are listed in pages 74 to 77 in the budget. Some fees and charges have been moderate changes, although planned higher rates have been increased in consideration of rising fuel costs. A capital works program totalling $4.9 million for investment in infrastructure, land and buildings, plant and equipment and furniture and equipment is planned. Expenditure on road infrastructure is a major component of this, being $2.1 million, in line with Council's strategy to increase investment in road and associated assets. An amount of $2.1 million is provided for land and buildings, of which $500,000 is for the singles persons quarters and $800,000 for the playground redevelopment. An estimated surplus of $3.8 million is anticipated to be brought forward from 30th of June 2025. However, this is unaudited and may change. Any change will be addressed as part of the future budget review. Principal additional grant funding for the year is estimated from main roads funding of $678,000, roads to recovery $519,000, and the draft 25-26 budget continues to deliver on other strategies adopted by the council and maintains a high level of service across all programs while ensuring an increased focus on road and associated infrastructure as well as on renewing all assets at sustainable levels. I won't read out the statutory environment of all that, but my recommendation, if we can go through these individually, because there's a few recommendations, if that's okay, Mr. President. So the first one is, an absolute majority decisions are required. Budget for 25-26, pursuant to the provisions of Section 6.2 of the Local Government Act 1995 and Part 3 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, Council adopt the budget as contained in Attachment 9.1.4 of this agenda and the minutes for the Shire of Westonia for the 25-26 financial year, which includes the following: a statement of comprehensive income by nature and type, a statement of cash flows, a rate-setting statement, and notes to and forming part of the budget.
Someone prepared to move?
Yes.
Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Huxtable has seconded. All those in favour?
Absolute majority.
6-0. Absolute majority.
Thank you. The next recommendation, the general rates, minimum payments, instalment payment arrangements, discounts and interest, for the purpose of yielding the deficiency disclosed by the municipal fund budget adopted at recommendation above, Council, pursuant to Section 6.32, 6.33, 6.34 and 6.34 of the Local Government Act, impose the following differential general rates and minimum payments on gross rental and unimproved values. So, would you like me to read those? Yes, or better. GRV residential commercial, $835,760, same as last year. GRV mining, $1,305,800, same as last year. UV, $83,916,500, which is an increase of 14.08% from last year. And UV mining, $247,142, which is a decrease of 9.08% from last year. So the rates in the dollar are GRV residential 8.225 cents, GRV commercial, industrial and other 8.225, GRV mining 24.239, UV rural 1.056, UV mining 1.056, minimum rate UV 200 and all other 370. We have, according to Section 645, different option payments. You can pay full payment or option two instalments, option three, four instalments at those designated dates. And we've set $12 for instalment fees, 5.5% for service charges and 11% for unpaid rates. Recommendation?
Everyone's clear on that officer's recommendation. Someone prepared to move? Moves Councillor Simmons. Seconded Councillor Guyer. All those in favour? 6-0. Absolute majority.
Fees and charges for 25-26 pursuant to Section 616 of the Local Government Act 95 and other relevant legislation. Council adopts the fees and charges included at pages 74 to 77, inclusive of the draft 25-26 budget, included as attachment 9.1.4 of this agenda and minutes.
Everyone clear on that? Someone's prepared to move. Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Huxtable has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Absolute majority.
Elected members' fees and allowances for 25-26 in accordance with Section 598 1B of the Local Government Act 95, Regulation 30, Local Government Financial Management Regs, 1996, Part 6.21 and Part 6.31A of the determination for local government elected council members pursuant to Section 78 of the Salaries and Wages Tribunal Act 1975, council meeting attendance fees be set at $365.45 per council meeting. In accordance with Section 598.1B of the Local Government Act 95, Regulation 30, Local Government Financial Management Regulations 86, Part 6.21 and 6.31A of the determination of local government elected members pursuant to Section 78 of the Salaries and Wages Act 75, meeting attendance fees for president to be set at $365.45. And in accordance with all those same regulations, the Shire President's allowance be set at $6,000.
Someone prepared to move. Councillor Simmons has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. All those in favour? Carried 6-0, absolute majority.
And the last one, material variance reporting for 25-26, in accordance with Regulation 34.5 of the Local Government Financial Management Regs 1996, the level to be used in statements of financial activity in 25-26 for reporting material variances shall be 15% or $10,000, whichever is the greater.
Someone prepared. Councillor Della Bosca has moved. Seconded Councillor Huxtable. All those in favour? Carried 6-0, absolute majority. You got all that done. Well done,
yep.
Bill. And I'd just like to thank you and your deputy and the staff for doing a great job on the budget this year. Although I didn't say anything at our first appraisal, everyone was a little bit miffed, I think, or just stunned at how good you'd done the job. So, well done to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
As long as you weren't surprised.
Well done, mate.
No, well done, Jazz. 915, Walga AGM and Convention 2025. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider which councillors will be attending the Walga Convention being held in Perth on the 22nd and 24th of September, and who will be the voting delegates at the AGM. The program has been presented, which is a bit skinny. So what councillors, because the deputy needs to coordinate accommodation, registrations, voting delegates, etc., etc.
I'll let you go.
You might have to, no one else is.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Councillor Creed.
You busy?
Well, not if we go on the other one. But
there's no pressure.
Do you need two delegates?
Yes.
Two voting delegates.
But two voting delegates.
Then I'll go. Yeah.
Yours. What did they say?
You do have to nominate too.
Take over my job, mate. Yes or no, you just think.
So we have myself and Councillor Faithfull.
You go. And probably Deputy CEO.
And our Deputy CEO and Jasmine. The trio. So that who will be representing Westonia at this year's AGM.
Can we have a mover and seconder, please?
Could I move it and a seconder? Councillor Huxtable has moved. Councillor Guy has seconded. All those in favour? Carried 6-0.
And the voting delegates being Councillor Creed and Faith.
Okay. Moving along.
9.2.1 Rural Health Funding Alliance Support. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider supporting the Local Government Rural Health Funding Alliance position paper advocating for a recalibration of the Commonwealth financial assistance grants, recognising the additional burden of health service provision being imposed on the local government industry. A collaboration of Wheatbelt and Great Southern Councils are reaching out to bring attention to the pressing issue of rural healthcare funding in West Australia. Currently, local governments are shouldering the financial burden of providing essential GP services, a model that is both unsustainable and inequitable. The Local Government Rural Health Funding Alliance, comprising of 6 councils from the Wheatbelt and Great Southern Region, has developed a position paper advocating for a recalibration of Commonwealth financial grants. This adjustment aims to ensure that rural communities have equitable access to healthcare services regardless of their postcode. Key points from the position paper: some families in regional WA travel up to 184 kilometres one way to see a GP. Local governments are spending over $1.7 million annually from ratepayer funds to maintain basic Medicare medical services. Life expectancy in remote WA is up to 7 years lower than in metro areas, and the proposed funding adjustment would help attract and retain GPs, reduce reliance on ratepayer funds, and free up local budgets for essential services. Comment: our own council invests heavily in the provision of healthcare services through the Westonia Health Clinic, providing a visiting GP, nurse practitioner, physiotherapy, chiropractor and podiatrist without any supporting government funding assistance. Recognition of this investment would be beneficial should it be recognised and compensated in the general purpose Commonwealth grant. My recommendation: that Council support the Local Government Rural Health Funding Alliance position paper advocating for a recalibration of the Commonwealth financial assistance grants, recognising the additional burden of health service provision being imposed on the local government industry.
Everyone clear on that? Any discussion? Someone prepared to move? Moved Councillor Della Bosca, seconded Councillor Guy. All those in favour? Carried, 6-0.
It's quite a good document, actually. Put some work into it. 9.2.2 Wheatbelt NRM Collection of Seed Authority. The purpose of this report is to consider providing permission for Wheatbelt NRM to collect native flora within the Shire boundaries. Wheatbelt NRM, on behalf of the Noongar Budja Rangers, is seeking Council's permission to collect native seed from reserves under management order to the Shire of Westonia. We have granted this organisation permission in the past with the normal conditions. I checked, they actually did no picking. They had permission last year, but they had no picking. They did no picking in our Shire last year, so we haven't been given a 10%. And,
I was going to ask that question.
Yeah, no, that's making sure I'm following that up with all of them. So my recommendation that we authorise the Wheatbelt NRM Noongar Budja Rangers to collect native seed from reserves under management with the usual conditions.
Moves Councillor Della Bosca, seconded Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carried, 6-0.
The next one's 9.2.3 is from Brenda Newby, Collection of Seed Authority. The purpose of this report is for Council to actually endorse permission for Brenda Newby to collect native flora. So just change it to endorse. In the town common managed by the Shire for a further 3-year period. Brenda is a local resident. Well, visiting resident is seeking council permission to collect native seed from the town common under management of the Shire. Her intentions are providing a database of all the species of plants within the town common. She herself and Robert have actually come in and given me a presentation on what she's done so far. It's quite amazing, actually. It's online. It'll be loaded up online for anyone to access, but a PowerPoint, or not a PowerPoint, but yeah,
a visual presentation,
but you click on, you know, certain species and then it'll go to and give an explanation of what's there and everything else. So it'll be in the cloud, one of those cloud server access. So they're prepared to actually give a presentation at the next meeting, and which I will invite them in, and they're also fairly keen to probably just have one with the grannies, you know, do a presentation, you know, at, over at the school. So I've already provided that permission because she needed it, the other one had run out, and so she, I've been advised that she had received her authority from Department of Protection, what is it, DPOR. And so what I'm recommending here is that council endorse the authorisation for Brendan Newby to collect native seed from the town common under management of the Shire of Westonia with the usual... and that a database of the flowering plants of the Westonia Common will be made available to the council for public information with a presentation next month.
Thanks, Bill. So someone prepared to move. Councillor Faithfull, seconded Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 1.3 works that we're all up to date. We've all been helping planning. Elected members, most of which previous notice hasn't been given. New business?
Yes, we have a late item of business item regarding regional road group.
Someone prepared to move. Councillor Simmons has moved. Councillor Della Mosca has seconded. That we... Well, we're already in favour. Carried. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 11.1, Regional Road Group 5-year program and 26-27 project MCAs. The purpose of this report is to council endorse the adjustment to the Regional Road Group 5-year program and the 26-27 project MCAs for Leach Road. As part of the Regional Road Group funding arrangements, councils are required to review its 5-year program and provide updated MCAs for the 26-27 financial year and beyond. Council roads currently eligible are listed there, and annually council is required to review its 5-year program to ensure that it is relevant with current priorities. The proposed MCA's applications for funding for 26-27 is Leach Road, because we this financial year will be finishing Warralakin Road for a long time. We've actually reconstructed the whole 40 k's of that over the years, and it's come up a treat. We've got 4.2 k's to go, and that'll be it this year. So for 26-27, I'm recommending that we reconstruct the 1.5 kilometre section at 3 to 4.5 SLK. That's that bend realignment we did out toward Lindley's. That doesn't seem to be holding up that well. So that's a reconstruction. And with the remaining funds, do a reseal of 9 kilometres, which is from town to that construction job, 0 to 3, and then from Warralakin Road, 9.5 to 15.5. It'll sort of get you around to not far from, you know, halfway up, you know, that Mully Gully crossing or something. You'll probably get there, about 6 k's. Attached is a summary cover sheet for the project for council information and a 5-year road program. My recommendation is that council review and endorse the amended submission to the regional road group, 5-year road program, 26-27 to 31-32 financial years, and the 26-27 MCA submissions for Leach Road as presented.
Everyone's there. Moved Councillor Guy. Seconded Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carry 6-0. Absolute majority. Date and times for next meeting will be... No change to dates at this stage?
No.
No. from Thursday, the 21st of August, commencing at 4 p.m. There being no further general business, I will declare the meeting closed and thank everyone for their attendance. Thank you.